Ben wants to shoot guns.
Thank you.
time. song's that's about a little trip away, the exile on the head. Is it all that for a little head? 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 close to me. And I know this will hurt you more than
you don't know what
your part. Bells will chime if you do me. It's a crazy act of history for the fire. They can imagine the world they can fall for. Did it turn out just like the fall for the fire? Still the curse of me.
Yes, it's not a day ever slow. Now I'm in the park with my secret thoughts and tears.
It's all in His plan. He's walking with us and speaks their name. But I have this notion calling a fear. Quiet. Yes, I am love. But he is pleading to you. He is my companion. When my friends have up and gone. Sometimes I doubt. I wonder why. Seems like all the road gets out. Will I feel this way?
Just being hard to be quiet about it. Quiet about it.
Somebody else is holding on, somebody else is holding. Bring up the horn, I got you in the eyes of you. Makes me sick, I feel so much slower, it's safer that way. Sneaky feelings, sneaky feelings. Never those kind of feelings show. I got to get right through the way I feel. Tell that long ago.
I'd like to introduce you now to my special guest for this evening.
I
go up to these working men's clubs in the north of England and on top of Scotland, and he would sing "Everything is Beautiful" for these rough, tough men. And on top of which he was colourblind. And for those of you who know anything about religion, not knowing the difference between orange and green can get in a lot of trouble. When I was about 17, I went along with him to learn a little bit about how to do what I'm doing now. And I took my Les Paul copy with me. I was very close to my white Les Paul copy with gold fittings. That I was crushed later to find were not real gold. And I was in this club in Blackpool with him. Blackpool is in the northwest of England. It's a seaside resort where everybody used to go for their holidays and have entertainments. Now it's kind of, you've got to imagine, it's kind of like Las Vegas without the sun. The sin. Or in those days, even the gambling. The entertainments then were, you could go to the end of the pier and put money in a telescope and occasionally you could see the sea. Other than that, there'd be like five sad donkeys tied to a post. And then their children ride on them and freeze. In the evening, you would be thoroughly miserable. Full of what you call cotton candy, we call candy floss and fish and chips, and somehow managed to get some despite the clouds. And they'd go along to the club and they'd have to sing, "Everything is Beautiful." Now I'm behind the curtain with a bunch of musicians who couldn't be here tonight. The organist over there was a cynical old fucker. And he knew something I didn't know. He knew that Hammond organs, much like any old gentleman, don't get up to pitch until they've been turned on for a while. Careful, it's a family show. So he gave me a note to tune up to, and I tuned up very faithfully. And just as the curtain started to rise, the organ went, and I was nicely out of tune with the band. So I did what any sensible person would do. I got hold of the gold volume control on the Les Paul copy, and I turned it right off. Played the show of my life that night. After a couple of numbers, I started to get flashy. It's a perfect rehearsal for a life in show business. Nobody heard a note I played, and it's been the same ever since. So here's a song that was written. I started it when I was 17. And I finished it tonight. It's about some of the sort of sorrowful characters that were inhabiting that club, those clubs that I went to.
Maureen and Stan were looking for a job. They could talk to a crazy teacher. They were lying at robbery, but no one could apply it. There's nothing to be signed. The haunted dress is overdrawn, but she goes out of her mind. Stuck on the wall with a thousand faces. I want to close this at haunted places. Roll out of the ghost train non-stop through the city temple and show your face with all the ones to bring us. Roll out of the ghost train non-stop through the city temple. For the drum, threw up in the sink, laughing and singing, dressed up like dice. Maybe they could freeze today out there on the ice. Look at the wasteful way she dances, one foot
plays a Spanish guitar. He got a black eye from a waitress. She's not seeing the stars. You can be refused and you can be replaced. You can change your name, but you can't change your face. And as they make believe it's just another holiday, they turn on each other as they hear that joker say, "Roll up the ghost train, non-stop through the city, step right up and show your face on what the world was." Roll up the ghost train, non-stop through the city, step right up and show your face on what the world was. Thank you.
so cute. Watching the detectives. Thank you.
credits roll.
Thank you. No more religion, Startled embrace of us.
still hold. Given this in person, tell me, why did you dare to be? I said, oh, I need a soul. You said, you got to stop your bleeding. Well, it's no matter what I do, even to pray to heaven above. All you'll ever get from her is more distant love.
Then I stood with the barn in the west. Now, when Pat came ashore, he found that the jobs that he used to have on land no longer existed. I mean, the music hall theatres, like the Argyle and Birkenhead, they'd gone over to show Silent Pictures. And the Silent Picture movie houses where he used to play in the orchestra, because he used to have a full orchestra in the Futurism Lounge Street. They didn't need them anymore because they had talking pictures. Just like I think this place is around the right age of Jesus. It's exactly the same. Now, I've been accused of being angry now and again. But only by people who've never met my family. She was a woman that could hold a grudge. For instance, she held Al Jolson, the person who was responsible for putting my grandfather out of work. Because he sang the first talking picture. So I say it was a story of a would-be singing cowboy who was traveling the English musical theatres around the time that Tom Mix came up here with his horse Tanner. The fellow of this song was trying to make a living. He'd chosen just the wrong moment to go with the cowboy music. That's if there's ever a right moment.
Blessed if you live in his pocket, but you let the shadows underneath the sun. He could turn up against the fog. Snow coaches rolling on the wall, between the living and every and approaches the fall. Say a red turning on the lunch gather, with a strange rolling out the right now. Forgot man in a different nation, waiting on a platform at a vacation station. Some brothers calling you again, the sky is falling. No one wants to buy a counterfeited prairie lullaby in a colored town. The hip flask of bubble scheme of some stage on Josephine is all within now. Eyes going in and out of focus, my dead dinner, prompt tuberculosis, forgotten man. In a different mission, waiting on a platform at a vacation station. Somebody's calling you again. The sky has fallen, Jimmy standing away. Her soft breath was gentle on his neck. If he could choose the time to die, then he would come to her like this, underneath the painted sky. He woke up and called in Charlotte's state, and then she began to cry. Darn his silver band, ears of the fresh, and then walks there. Thank you.
So I was minding my own business about 3 weeks ago, and I was just sitting at home. I was doing what I always do. I was collecting, I was organizing my butterfly collection. And the telephone went, and it was a David Letterman show, and I said, please help us come to the Ed Sullivan Theatre immediately because we need you to sing tonight, because Lana Del Rey is sadly indisposed. I thought, when you think of Lana Del Rey, you think of me. I appreciate the fact that I had this opportunity. So I wrote this song, and I started to write it, and I finish it now. Right here, on stage, here. Tennessee Hill, awesome. Here's how it goes. It's all about the story of your life. Quite well, how could it fail in the last year of my youth? Girls like tantalizing eyes, beseech me, please be sweet. They're like glowing petals at my feet. Or in my dreams, they did. Most of the time, they're here to tell you the truth. The last year of my youth. The night before, my friends had called and asked, are you okay? Are you running hot? Are you feeling cold? Are you out of juice? Are you calculating your temperature? Have you checked your pulse?
heard from your family doctor, your older friend on war, the door of expensive war, your best days are gone. I was standing in the kitchen with a flat iron in my hand, straightening out the creases in my shirt. I'm looking into the mirror and I fell head for the hurt from the night before. Running to the church on time, I kicked open the door and looked around. Her friends and her relations, they were filled with doubt. Their temples were exploding, their eyes were crossed. They said, "Will you?" I said, "I do." And they said, "No more." I said, "No." So I went away and I had 12 kids, and then we bought a house. Just like my spouse were a fast little car that was wedded sporty. And my friends called it in the night before I was 29, really, really 40. I began to learn about my age, not half a year or two, till I woke up one day and I was younger than you. I'm standing here before you in the spotlight of eyes, but I won't confess the dark recesses of my mind that keeps making the same mistakes until it finally hurts. I bid you a fond farewell, a million happy returns. Oh, to your fondest wish, whatever you told the truth,
thank you.
not so funny. He's not understanding.
Thank you.